This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I'm going to be meeting with President Putin, and so far there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved, although there is evidence that the actors' ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this. Thank you.
What President Joe Biden is saying there is that there are international agreements that the governments of many different countries are obliged to enforce regarding cyber attacks. If they're not enforcing those laws, the governments then become complicit, even if they had nothing to do with the attack itself. A group calling itself DarkSide, a Russian cybercrime gang, released a statement yesterday saying its goal with the attack on the Colonial Pipeline was to make money and not creating problems for society. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation. And they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. At least seven school children and one teacher were killed today when many more were wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city of Kazan, the mayor's office said, prompting Kremlin call for tighter gun controls. Two children could be seen leaping from the third floor of the four-story school number 175 to escape as gunshots rang out in a video filmed by an onlooker that was circulated by Russia's RIA news agency. Calling the attack a great tragedy for the whole country, Rustam Minihankov, the head of the wider Tatarstan region, said there was no evidence that anyone else had been involved. This is VOA News. Israel unleashed new airstrikes on Gaza today, hitting the high-rise home of a Hamas field commander and two border tunnels dug by militants as Hamas and other armed groups fired dozens of rockets toward Israel. It was an escalation sparked by weeks of tensions in contested Jerusalem. Since sundown Monday, when the cross-border fighting erupted, 24 Palestinians, including nine children, were killed in Gaza, most by airstrikes, according to Gaza Health officials. The Israeli military said 15 of the dead were militants. During the same period, Gaza militants fired more than 200 rockets toward Israel, injuring six Israeli civilians in a direct hit on an apartment building. Germany's powerful Catholic progressives are openly defying a recent Holy See pronouncement that priests cannot bless same-sex unions by offering such blessings at services in about 100 different churches all over the country this week. The blessings at open worship services are the latest pushback from German Catholics against a document released in March by the Vatican's Orthodoxy Office, the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, which said that Catholic clergy cannot bless same-sex unions because God cannot bless sin. But the response has been particularly acute in Germany, where the German church has been at the forefront of opening discussion on hot-button issues, such as the church's teaching on homosexuality, as part of a formal process of debate and reform. The World Health Organization now says that the coronavirus variant, first identified in India last year, was being classified as a variant of global concern, with some preliminary studies showing that it spreads more easily. This particular variant is the fourth variant to be designated as being of global concern and requiring heightened tracking and analysis. The others are those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The Capitol Police Department's watchdog says it was poorly organized, equipped, or trained to spot the looming threat ahead of the January 6th assault. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has this report.
Police Inspector General Michael Bolton tells a congressional committee that the department needs to reorganize. He cited one example in which three teams of officers were sent to check out pipe bombs, leaving just one team just ahead of the January 6th attack. Bolton adding there's a need for a standalone counterintelligence unit.
In support of protecting the congressional community, would improve the department's ability to identify and disrupt individuals or groups intent on engaging in illegal activity directed at the congressional community or its legislative process.
Via remote, this is Joe Palca, VOA News.